Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting third. The right fielder, David DeJesus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Butler. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Guillen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Alberto Colasso. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mitch Mayer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yunieski Betancourt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chris Getz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Zach Greinke. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ty Wigginton. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Miguel Tejada. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Wieters. Batting sixth. The DH, Luke Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Garrett Atkins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Julio Lugo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Kevin Millwood. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Podsednik hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1-1. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lugo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Patterson strikes out. One out. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wigginton hits a fly ball into center field. Mayer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tejada hits a fly ball into right field. DeJesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Butler strikes out. One out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Tejada reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alberto Colasso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Colasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tejada fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wieters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Butler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wieters for the out. One out. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Garrett Atkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Atkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mayer strikes out. One out. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Getz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Julio Lugo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lugo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Getz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Patterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Getz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wigginton is 0 for 1 in the game. Wigginton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Betancourt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik strikes out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David DeJesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lugo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Markakis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Mayer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wieters is 0 for 1 in the game. Wieters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alberto Colaspo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Colaspo is 0 for 1 in the game. Colaspo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Colaspo moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Getz is 0 for 1 in the game. Getz hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Colaspo scores. Mayer moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Podsednik is 0-for-2 in the game. Podsednik bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wigginton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayer scores. Getz moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wigginton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. De Jesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garrett Atkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Atkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Atkins strikes out. Two outs. Julio Lugo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lugo is 0-for-1 in the game. Lugo bunts towards third. Colaspo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. David De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. De Jesus is 0-for-2 in the game. De Jesus hits a fly ball into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wigginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lugo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Patterson strikes out. One out. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wigginton is 0-for-2 in the game. Wigginton strikes out. Two outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Markakis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Colaspo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Alberto Colaspo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Colaspo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colaspo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wigginton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayer hits a pop-up towards short. Lugo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colaspo moves to second. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Getz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gets strikes out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wigginton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. Tejada hits a line drive into center field. Mayer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0-for-2 in the game. Wieters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gets scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett Atkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Atkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Atkins hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Kendall. The throw from Wieters and he is out, Lugo applying the tag. One out. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wigginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Gielen batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mark Akis. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Butler moves to third. Alberto Colaspo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Colaspo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Colaspo hits a fly ball into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Blake Wood now pitching. Julio Lugo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lugo is 0-for-2 in the game. Lugo hits a fly ball into right field. DeJesus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-3 in the game. Patterson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Orioles, 3. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wigginton is 0-for-3 in the game. Wigginton hits a pop-up beyond short. Betancourt can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Cesar Isturiz pinch runs for Ty Wigginton. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markakis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Markakis hits a line drive into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ischiaris. The throw from Kendall and he is out, gets applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cesar Ischiaris now playing shortstop. Julio Lugo now playing second base. Will Oman now pitching. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mayer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayer strikes out. 1 out. Alfredo Simon now pitching. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Getz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Getz hits a fly ball into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kyle Farnsworth now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Betancourt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0 for 3 in the game. Wieters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lugo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 4 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Bullington now pitching. Garrett Atkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Atkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Atkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Betancourt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Lugo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lugo is 0 for 3 in the game. Lugo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Corey Patterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Patterson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Patterson takes first base on ball four. Lugo moves to second. Cesar Ischuras is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ischuras hits a ball on the ground towards first. Butler fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bullington drops the ball. Lugo moves to third. Patterson moves to second. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Markakis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Markakis hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lugo scores. Patterson moves to third. Ischuras moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.